The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack, rabbischneeweiss.substack.com, and on my blog, kolhasrim.blogspot.com, on November 4th, 2022. And the article is entitled, Lech Lecha, Is Circumcision Mutilation? Most Jews would answer, no, of course not. In truth, this is a machlokas. Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah number 2, writes, quote, it is known to those who understand that the perfection of man's bodily form requires the removal of the foreskin, which is excess to it. The reason for this mitzvah is that Hashem desired it to establish a sign in the bodies of the people he singled out to be called by his name, Israel, in order to differentiate them from the other nations in the form of their bodies, just like they are differentiated from them in the form of their souls, whose source, i.e. the knowledge we comprehend, and preparedness are not equal. He established this differentiation on the male organ, which is the cause of the preservation of the species, in addition to the fact that it contains a perfection of the bodily form, as we explained. Hashem desired his chosen nation to perfect their anatomy, and he wanted this perfection to come about through human agency, rather than creating man perfect from birth, to allude to him that just as the perfection of his bodily form is through his own agency, so too it is within his power to perfect the form of his soul through proper actions. End quote. Rambam disagrees. He begins his discourse on the reasons for circumcision in the Mor Nevuchim 3:49 by expressly rejecting the Sefer HaChinuch's premise, and then goes on to provide the first of his two explanations. Quote, some people believe that circumcision is to remove a defect in man's bodily form, but everyone can easily reply, how can products of nature be deficient so as to require external completion, especially since the use of the foreskin to that organ is evident? This commandment has not been prescribed as a remedy to a deficient physical creation, but as a means for perfecting man's moral shortcomings. The bodily injury, nezek gufani, caused to that organ is exactly that which is desired. It does not interrupt any vital function, nor does it destroy the power of reproduction. Circumcision simply counteracts excessive lust, for there is no doubt that circumcision weakens the power of sexual excitement and can lessen the natural enjoyment. This is, as I believe, the best reason for the commandment concerning circumcision. End quote. Now, if we're honest, we'll concede that both Sefer HaChinuch and Rambam make factually problematic claims. Modern science sides with Rambam against the Sefer HaChinuch. Since the foreskin has biological functions, it is therefore not extra. However, there is no definitive evidence for the Rambam's claim that circumcision decreases lust or enjoyment. Nevertheless, the ideas reflected in their explanations are true. Circumcision does differentiate us in our bodies, which alludes to the difference in our souls, i.e. our minds, as Sefer HaChinuch explained. Likewise, the act of diminishing the male sexual organ symbolically conveys Judaism's stance on the relationship between body and soul, as the Rambam writes in his introduction to the Mishnah, indulgence in excessive bodily pleasure deteriorates the soul, and the development of the soul demands a curtailment of bodily indulgences. End quote. Does the Rambam's view lend support to those who protest circumcision, framing it as a form of genital mutilation? No, to the contrary. Such protests vindicate the Rambam's view insofar as they underscore the difference between Torah and non-Torah value systems. To mutilate means, quote, from dictionary.com, to injure, disfigure, or make imperfect by removing or irreparably damaging parts, end quote. But whether a particular act constitutes mutilation is entirely dependent on one's value system. A society that values physical appearances will regard cosmetic plastic surgery as an act of beautification rather than mutilation, even though the surgeon physically injures the body. A society that values athletic competition will cheer when football players repeatedly collide against each other, inflicting severe brain injury and irreparable bodily harm. So too, a society that fundamentally regards human beings as animals and values the pursuit of pleasure above all will strenuously object to a procedure designed to reduce sexual pleasure. The same mother who forcibly imposes female beauty standards on her infant daughter by piercing her ears will condemn circumcision as a form of infant abuse. Thus, the very fact that, as Chazal say in Yuma 67b, non-Jews protest against chukim, like Mila, ought to be a matter of pride, not shame. Those steeped in materialism will not be able to fathom mitzvos which serve non-materialistic ends. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbischneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at matt-schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneewas@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.